Okay, well, welcome everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Hedberg Show. This is Dr. Nicholas Hedberg, and today we're going to be talking about zinc and all the benefits of zinc, how to tell if you're zinc deficient, the best way to take zinc, the best type of zinc to take. So you're going to know everything you could ever want to know about zinc by the end of this podcast. So we all have our favorites, and zinc is probably my favorite mineral. Magnesium is probably up there as well, but I'm just really really fond of zinc. It just has so many benefits, and so many people are deficient in zinc. So zinc is the second most abundant mineral in the body. Number one is iron. So being so abundant, it's just extremely important. It's involved in about 300 different enzymes in the body, a lot of which involve the immune system and repair of your body tissues. And actually, just in order for your body to burn fat and carbohydrates and metabolize protein and all the things that you eat, you actually have to have healthy levels of zinc. So it's kind of a cornerstone of metabolism as well. Zinc's also important for chemical detoxification, growth, and development. Very important for immune system and sexual function as well. So it's very difficult to heal from anything, whether it's a wound, a cut, a bruise, an infection, you name it. Any type of healing just won't really happen well if you're deficient in zinc. So if you've noticed, just it takes you a long time to recover from any of those things, then you might be zinc deficient. It's also really important for brain function, especially memory. So if you're having short-term memory loss or remembering names, thinking clearly, learning, that could be a zinc deficiency. And zinc is involved actually in every enzymatic reaction in the brain. So very important for mood and neurotransmitter metabolism and pretty much everything related to the brain. Now zinc, if you look at its highest concentration in the body, it's actually highest in the ear and the eye. So any problems with vision or hearing, we want to think possible zinc deficiency. So let's talk about what causes a zinc deficiency. So the more stress that you're under, if you have really high cortisol levels and a lot of adrenaline, that really will deplete your body of zinc pretty quickly. And then, of course, poor diets, smoking cigarettes. Vegetarianism has been shown to cause a zinc deficiency if the individual is not eating enough foods that are rich in zinc. Alcohol depletes zinc. Of course, food processing. So it's very, very common. Actually, it's been shown that, you know, most people consume on average about 47% of the recommended daily intake of zinc. And one other thing to note, if you're a cigarette smoker, or if you're exposed to certain industry chemicals, especially cadmium, that will pretty quickly deplete zinc from your body. So there's a little bit of cadmium in cigarettes. And then if you're near certain types of industries, you might be exposed to cadmium as well. And then if you're drinking water out of copper-lined pipes, copper is a major disruptor of zinc. It competes with it. So people who drink water from copper pipes can develop high levels of copper, and that will deplete zinc from the body as well. So zinc is really effective in any type of skin condition. Zinc has actually been shown to be more effective than antibiotics for acne in teenagers. Also, psoriasis, you want to think zinc deficiency, eczema. And then, like I mentioned earlier, any kind of burn or wound, skin wound that heals slowly, that can be zinc as well. Zinc is really important for men's sexual health. So if a man's zinc levels drop, then his testosterone level will also drop. And also his sperm count will drop. The motility of the sperm will drop. And just healthy hormone metabolism, healthy testosterone metabolism requires zinc. And so usually men that have low testosterone and low sperm counts are deficient in zinc. Zinc has also been shown to reduce the size of the prostate and the symptoms of what we call BPH or benign prostatic hyperplasia. That just basically means that the prostate is enlarged and zinc helps to shrink it. Some of the symptoms of that, like frequent urination or the urge to urinate, or after going, just not feeling like completely emptying the bladder, that can be remedied with zinc supplementation. So zinc will increase testosterone levels back to normal if they're low, but it will not increase testosterone levels above normal. Just one note about pregnancy. Zinc deficiency in women can lead to premature births, low birth weight, delivery problems, growth retardation of the child, and spontaneous abortion, and also toxemia of pregnancy. So it's really important that you take a good prenatal vitamin that has plenty of zinc. So let's talk about zinc and your immune system. Zinc is involved in the production of all of your white blood cells. It also supports your natural killer cells. And those natural killer cells, they fight off viruses, bacteria, yeast, and they also go after potential cancer cells. So the thymus, which is a gland in the chest area, is really important for your immune system. And if you're deficient in zinc, then your thymus will actually shrink, and you'll have low levels of a hormone called thymulin. And thymulin is made by the thymus. And if those levels are low because of zinc deficiency, then you're a lot more susceptible to infections. So supplementing with zinc, it's been shown to reduce how long you're actually sick with the common cold. It's been shown to reduce it down to about 3 days if you start taking it right away or as soon as you feel something coming on. And one other caveat to note with zinc is that too much zinc will actually suppress your immune system. So it benefits it, but too much of it will suppress its function. So you don't want to take too much. If you're having difficulty seeing at night, night blindness, that's a common sign of a zinc deficiency. So zinc, like I mentioned earlier, very important for the ear and the eye, all of your senses, so your vision, your taste, your smell. So you know how when you get sick, you kind of lose your taste, or it changes, things don't taste the same, or you can't really taste anything. And a big part of that is because you're zinc deficient and you're sick. So the elderly, they actually tend to have very poor zinc status. And so that's one of the reasons why they lose taste and smell. Also why many of the elderly will fall in the dark because their night vision is compromised. So I want to go back and talk a little bit more about copper, because copper competes with zinc in the body. Birth control pills, hormone replacement therapy, and then I mentioned the drinking water from copper pipes. Those can all lead to copper toxicity, which will create a zinc deficiency. So a copper toxicity, some of the signs of that are going to be migraines, damage to the eye, macular degeneration, breast cancer, preeclampsia of pregnancy, lymphoma, anxiety, depression, leukemia, and schizophrenia. Those are all signs of a copper toxicity. And zinc supplementation will quickly remedy the excess copper. But You also don't want your copper levels to get too low, because if your copper levels get low, then you'll start to develop problems as well, health problems. So for every 30 milligrams of zinc you take, you want to take approximately 1 milligram of copper with it. So the product that we use, the Zinc Select from Moss Nutrition, has 30 milligrams of zinc and 1 milligram of copper per capsule. And that way you're not creating a deficiency or an excess of either mineral. So if you've ever had a history of an eating disorder like anorexia or bulimia, those have been shown to actually be connected to a zinc deficiency. Zinc does improve the desire to eat and eat healthily. One study actually showed that anorexic women taking zinc supplements, they gained double the amount of body weight compared to those in the study who didn't supplement with zinc. So very important for eating disorders. If you have blood sugar issues like prediabetes, insulin resistance, then zinc is really important for balancing your blood sugar. Diabetics have been shown to have very low levels of zinc. And also those with coronary artery disease have been shown to have low levels of zinc. Zinc, it helps your pancreas make insulin, and it also protects your insulin receptors, and that will enhance blood sugar metabolism. So whenever, you know, I'm working with someone who has insulin resistance, we always want to take a detailed look at zinc status. And I mentioned earlier that zinc was involved in every enzyme in the brain, very important for brain function. And actually, people with Alzheimer's disease who, in this particular study, they were given zinc supplements, they all showed improvement in their memory, their ability to communicate, just their overall understanding of everything around them, and it improved their social contact. So zinc is really important for Alzheimer's. And zinc deficiency, it'll cause an increase in the destruction of nerve cells in the brain, and that's kind of the foundational aspect of what causes Alzheimer's. So, of course, I've written a lot and talked a lot about thyroid problems, and zinc is really important for thyroid function. In fact, it may be my favorite supplement for thyroid function, because a zinc deficiency will result in hypothyroidism, and that's because zinc is required for thyroid hormone production. Also, a zinc deficiency, it's been shown to lower free T4 and T3 levels about 30%. So it's a pretty big drop, and those are your most active forms of thyroid hormone, the free T4 and the free T3. The interesting thing is that you have to have healthy thyroid hormone levels in order to absorb and utilize zinc. So this creates a real vicious cycle. If you start with one, then the other one gets affected, and then vice versa. Also, hair loss is a pretty common symptom in hypothyroidism. And one study showed that if you correct the hypothyroidism without creating the zinc deficiency, or correcting the zinc deficiency, at the same time, you're not really going to restore the hair growth. So you have to supplement with the zinc and take the thyroid hormone to get your hair to regrow. And zinc is also important for the T3 receptor. So the free T3, it's the most active form of thyroid hormone, and it binds to receptors in your cells, and that receptor is heavily dependent on zinc to be healthy. So this is where we might see normal thyroid blood tests, but the patient is having signs of hypothyroidism, and that can be because of the zinc deficiency. And also just to convert T4 into T3. So T4 is not as active as T3. So your body converts the T4 into T3, and zinc is required for that conversion. So if we see low T3 levels, we might think zinc deficiency as well. And just one additional study to note on zinc in your thyroid. It's actually been shown that high TSH levels in subclinical hypothyroidism, zinc supplementation has been shown to lower the TSH back to normal levels. And then the autoimmune thyroid disease, Hashimoto's, patients with Hashimoto's, they've actually been shown to have higher antibody levels if they have a zinc deficiency. And supplementing with zinc has been shown to lower those antibody levels. And a lot of patients with Hashimoto's disease, they have active Epstein-Barr virus infection. The Epstein-Barr virus is heavily connected with Hashimoto's. And zinc is just a great antiviral and really good for the immune system. So not only will it benefit your thyroid, but it's really important for getting that chronic Epstein-Barr virus infection under control. So how do you know if you actually need zinc? Well, we do blood work on everyone, and one of the things we look at is the alkaline phosphatase, which is a blood marker. And if that's low, then that is a good indicator of a zinc deficiency. And then we also do a zinc taste test, also known as a zinc challenge, with liquid zinc. So you just take a couple of teaspoons of zinc and hold it in your mouth for about 30 seconds. And if you taste a metallic taste, then you probably don't need zinc. If you can't taste anything at all, or if there's like a strange taste, like a hydrogen peroxide, a sweetness, fuzziness, something like that, then most likely you are deficient in zinc. So that's something we do in the office. And then patients can do it at home as well, about every 30 days, just doing that zinc taste test, and they can check in and see their zinc levels. Another sign is if you have white spots on your fingernails, that can be a sign of a zinc deficiency. If you notice that your appetite is low, or difficulty tasting or smelling, then you may be zinc deficient. And so if you are deficient, we usually do about 60 milligrams a day of zinc with food for about a month. And then we redo the zinc taste test and decide if we want to continue based on that test result. Now, zinc can cause people to become extremely nauseous and even vomit if they take it on an empty stomach or if you take it with a meal that's just too light. So make sure that you take zinc supplements with plenty of food. If you're having digestive problems, then you may be having difficulty breaking down the zinc that you're taking and absorbing it. So sometimes people will take some digestive enzymes or betaine HCl to improve the digestion. You need to get your stomach pH very low, so it's extremely acidic, of course. And that's not just important for zinc, but for all of your minerals and protein digestion and everything else. So you can get a lot of zinc from your diet. Oysters, shellfish, red meat, eggs, poultry like chicken and turkey. Those are the best animal sources. And then some of the best plant sources are going to be nuts, grains, and legumes. However, the plant sources have a lot of phytates, and phytates will inhibit the absorption of zinc and other minerals. So you don't want to eat too many of them, and then you might need to do some extra preparation of the nuts, the grains, and the legumes, such as soaking them and sprouting them and things like that, because that will reduce the phytate content. Especially if you're a vegetarian, then you really need to be doing all those proper preparatory things with the nuts and the grains and the beans and things like that, so that you can adjust them or digest them much better. The other thing is that dairy products actually inhibit zinc absorption. So you want to take the supplements ideally away from dairy products. So let's just go through, in summary, let's go through just all of the symptoms and the diseases that could possibly be connected to a zinc deficiency, so that you can kind of see if maybe you are deficient. So again, if you have just a weak immune system, if you catch a lot of colds and flus and sinus infections, difficulty fighting any type of infection, you might be deficient. Tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, night blindness, loss of taste or smell, diarrhea, white spots on your fingernails, brittle nails, hair loss, hypothyroidism, autoimmune thyroid diseases like Hashimoto's and Graves' disease, sleep problems, insulin resistance, slow wound healing, skin problems like psoriasis, acne, eczema, and rashes, infertility, prostate problems, low sex drive, if you're having problems with your menstrual cycle, inflammation in your digestive system, cataracts, food allergies, hearing impairment, stomach ulcers, osteoporosis, coronary artery disease, diabetes, ADD, ADHD, and macular degeneration. So that's quite a list, but some things to think about if you are struggling with any of those. You'll definitely want to be evaluated for a zinc deficiency. So you can try it on your own with the zinc taste test. That's readily available. So you can get that. Currently, Designs for Health makes a liquid zinc, and Moss Nutrition will be coming out with a zinc test as well in the near future. So definitely take a look at zinc. You should know more than you'll ever need to know about zinc now. Go to drhedberg.com and read my article, The Health Benefits of Zinc, and you'll see some great links in that post, just linking to a lot of the research that I talked about and some additional resources. All right, so that's all about zinc. Thanks for tuning into the Dr. Hedberg Show. This is Dr. Hedberg, and I will talk to you next time. Take care.